There are fewer caravan places and plenty of people. So there's been talk of a ballot and talk of time limits. It's got some of the annual campers a little anxious, it seems. So we thought, given the opportunity is there now, decisions have been made on how it's going to work for the Surfside Holiday Plans. Andrew Patton is the Director of Growth at Warrnambool City Council. How are you going to work the ballot process?
Campers were advised yesterday that should they wish to opt in to the ballot process, they just need to tell us that they want to participate. We will then run a fair and equitable process next week and notify them of the outcome. Our camping grounds are one of the biggest in the state. Typically, we have, at its peak, about 3,500 campers in our parks over the summer, having a good time. It is a busy and congested space. Those familiar with it would know that it's surrounded by carnivals and markets and other accommodation and tourism products, and also access points to the beach that locals access as well. So it's been a really tough decision and a hellishly complex one that we've thrown a cold towel over our heads. But we're comfortable with the position we've taken in the interests of addressing our community concerns and some of the angst around that. But also, you know, it's important to emphasise that we'll still have a good level of activity at the parks.
Okay.
We'll have circa 2,000 people still there over 500 sites.
Now, it's Surfside and the Shipwreck Bay Holiday Parks this is applying to.
That's correct.
All right. How do you determine who goes into the ballot?
So those campers that have pre-existing bookings with us will only participate in the ballot. Anyone that didn't have a bookings with us over summer won't be eligible at this point.
There have been calls, Andrew, I alluded to this earlier, that on social media, that locals to Warrnambool should perhaps be excluded from the ballot process because they're already in the coast. They can already take advantage of some of those festival-type activities that you're talking about. There are others from outside of Warrnambool who don't have that opportunity to be near the beach regularly. What's your response to that as an idea? And as I say, it's certainly doing the rounds on some social media sites.
Yeah, we understand that there's disappointment for some in this. Many families and their extended families have been camping at our parks for decades on end and a real tradition. So we understand that disappointment. But for fairness and equity, they're the key principles here. We just need to make sure the ballot, everyone has an opportunity to participate. We can't start making priorities or waitings for other parties. It has to be as fair and open as possible.
Right. Will there be a wait list? Will you draw out more than there are spaces so that you have a wait list?
If we're undersubscribed next week, it will run a supplementary ballot to ensure that all the sites that we can safely allocate are filled.
Will the draw be open to the public or observers? I say this because I know how anxious some people are about this, that they're going to want to know that it is fair, that it is equitable, as you say, Andrew. So is it going to be done publicly? Will it just be done by council officers? How is that side of it going to work?
We'll make sure that all the probity checks are there to ensure that it is just done in a fully random and fair way. But we won't be going down a public process.
Righto. What's the feedback been like about this thus far?
Oh, look, overwhelmingly, I think it's been understanding. They understand that it's been a really strange and anxious year for many. I think it's important to understand that a lot of the parks are very different in their layout and scale. Calling around to some of the operators yesterday, you know, some of them are closing. So the Bornington Peninsula, as was announced last week, are closing all their parks. Others in Warrnambool are operating at different capacities or closing their shared facilities. Others are operating at normal capacity because they're on a smaller scale. So depending on whether they're running just cabins with their own facilities or vans or whether they're traditional camping sites will probably affect how the parks choose to manage their COVID safe plans.